Well, good morning.
Morning. Five people.
Good morning. How is everybody today? Good? Well, let's see. I see that Carter has a jacket on, and we have long sleeves all around. Short sleeves on David. I got me some long sleeves on. Now, why would everybody be wearing jackets or long sleeves and things like that?
It's cold.
It's getting cold, that's right, which means the weather is changing again, isn't it? Right.
One of my favorite
things. Yeah, well.
I wear shorts and a t-shirt at 32 degrees.
Yeah, 32 degrees, huh? Yeah, that would be cold for sure. Well, as I was thinking about it this morning, do you know that God is always working around us? Do you know that? He's always doing something for us, but we don't always see it or pay attention to it, do we? But yet, here the weather is again. It's been real hot lately. Now it's starting to get cold, and so we bring out our jackets and our long sleeves to get warm, right? What are other ways, like when you get ready to go to bed, if it's cold in the house, what do you do to a bedspread or an extra blanket or something like that so that you can stay nice and warm, right? Okay. Now, I know y'all are looking at me and thinking, darn that Mr. Wright, he done forgot to shave this morning. Huh? But I didn't forget to shave this morning because what I'm doing is I'm going to grow a little beard on my face so when it gets colder, it'll kind of stay a little warmer. You going to grow you one on your face so you stay a little warmer?
No. Oh, yeah. You're already
growing one. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I plan on doing anyway. And so these are kind of things, wearing long sleeves or putting jackets on or growing beards, blankets and things like that. That's things that we do to keep ourselves warm and safe.
When I was on Halloween, my mom puts a beard on me.
And she puts a beard on your face when you were Halloween? Yes. Okay. Well, as I was thinking about things that we sometimes don't tend to look at and see as God is working around us, is, as you know, we call this time of the season fall. Now, why would we call it fall? Any idea? That's exactly right. It gets colder and the leaves fall off the trees. And I got to thinking about, well, why is that? Now, there's some things around here that fall onto the ground. And I like to come around and rake it all up and put it around the bushes and things like that. But Mr. Don sitting back there, he always wants to know, why does he always rake that stuff up off of the grass? Then it puts the dirt all out there where everybody's at. Right? And you tread through it and you say, well, I got to thinking about that. And you know, as I said, God is always working around us and doing things that we may not pay attention to too much. And one of those things is what I like to call and what I like to grab up there is them pine needles. And what I got to thinking about is what God is doing when he gets it all nice and cold and all the leaves and the pine straw and stuff like that falls off of them trees. What does it cover up? It covers up the ground, doesn't it? It covers up the grass. And what it does is it kind of puts a jacket or long sleeves over the grass to protect it from the frost.
But then it can't grow because no sunlight.
Sure it can grow. Just think when it gets real cold on there, if it gets real cold, it kills that grass, doesn't it? But if you put a little covering on it to keep that frost off of it, then it kind of survives under there. And when it starts warming up again, and you rake it all off, then there's all that good grass still there to be growing, isn't it?
And then come the deer,
yeah. And then come the deer and eat it. Yeah, and then we get to see them. But so just one little way that you may not ever think about that God is working around us, all we know is that it falls on the ground and we got to go out there and rake it all up and we complain about the work and stuff. Well, you could just leave it there and mow it under and too, couldn't you? I'm sorry about that. Yes, you could. But, as I'm saying, it's just one way that God works around us that we may not see. And he's always doing all kinds of things around us like that, that if we just paid a little more attention to, we may realize that God is working in our lives all the time, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Like right now. because y'all have come to church. Even though you may be doing other little things, there's knowledge about God getting in there that'll make you better. Yeah. Like, I don't know quite what he's doing over there. He's being himself. Well, thank you all for coming. And I hope today's message got through that God is always working in our lives and doing good things for us. And just pay a little attention and you'll see what those things are. Okie doke. Thank you.